This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
You know, we've been talking a lot recently about how leader language and behaviors shape an organization's ability to improve. I even heard a few recent podcasts that talk about how the organization in question had pushed top principals out into the field. The leadership wasn't actively engaged. That, by the way, is one of the top five hop deployment errors and has been for years. Those of you who know us well know we at FIT don't even engage beyond the initial senior leader contact unless the leader shows substantive changes in what they know, what they do, related to deploying and integrating the HOP concepts. Our observation is that without good tools and models, it's almost impossible to generate sustainable, positive change in leaders that result in better outcomes. Leaders have to know the tools and the science behind them so they can themselves start to use them. One area where leaders need to shift their behaviors in almost every organization is wanting to improve in the leader's response to failure. We all know it's one of the tenets that HOP leader response to failure matters, but are you giving them the right models and tools to help them change their natural long-time reactions to appropriate responses? One of the attributes of advanced error reduction is the tool personal intervention. Now, many people think that this is a worker-level tool. Remember, one of the top five HOP deployment errors. But it is a way for individuals at all levels of the organization to manage their personality tendencies. For individuals in leadership positions that have traditionally been very knee-jerk or reactionary, personal intervention, simple pause and play, provides a simple but effective way to turn that reaction into a conscious response. It's a tool that works to turn ready, fire, aim into a better conditioned response that fits with a more just culture and fits with doing safety differently and deploying HOP right. If you haven't done it already, get on your mobile device and download the eColors app and take the Personality Diversity Indicator. Once you get your report on your personality tendencies, eColors, strengths, and potential limiters, start using that information to manage ready, fire, aim. Use personal intervention, pause, and play to turn your reactions into a good leader response to failure and success. Share your stories in the comments below on how personal intervention has impacted your results. Hit like and share. And share this with your peers and your leaders. And remember, intentional leadership starts with you.